chapter 12. Now, this is point three. And we're going to consider Jesus. You know you waste your time considering the pain. The pain won't go away because you're thinking about it. And the finances are not improved because you keep thinking, well, I don't know what I'm ever going to do. What I'm ever going to do. They're not going to improve. You can say, oh, Father, we know you meet all my need out of riches and glory. We have given, it's given unto us good measure. We've got to think about the word. Think about the cross, the sacrifice. Think about the blood. Cover the trail of blood. Follow the blood from the cross to the altar of heaven where Jesus laid it so that the new covenant was in force. Follow the blood. Follow the cross. Very, very important. You see, I have to make a decision. I have to decide. My thinking is stinking thinking today. I have thoughts in my mind that are not edifying. They're not building me up. They're going to destroy me if I keep thinking about them. I have got to change my mind. I go to the word. I go to the cross. And then I go to Jesus. And that's what this, I'm going to read you a couple translations, but look at your King James. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus. That word means to look attentively. You've talked to somebody and they weren't really paying attention to you. You could tell they're looking over your shoulder at something or somebody. Something's moving back there and you're every now and then they look at you and go, But they're not looking attentively. That's why mothers say to children, look in my eyes. I saw a mother do that. She said, look in my eyes. Look in mama's eyes. She meant to have their attention. I loved it. I tried. You know, that doesn't work on Wayne. I tried that. He doesn't obey. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. I'm not supposed to be thinking about the pain that I'm in. I'm supposed to think about the pain that he bore for me. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Pay attention. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the highest example of faith is Jesus himself. We have in chapter 11, we have Moses, we have Abraham, we have Sarah, we have Gideon. We have a barrage of people who walked by faith and not by sight. And then we come to chapter 12 where he highlights Jesus. There isn't a stronger example of faith than Jesus. One who came in obedience to the Father, who lived in obedience to the Father, who died in obedience to the Father, who was raised from death and ascended by the power of the Father, who trusted the Father when the Father turned his back on him because of sin to allow the payment to be made and to raise him up triumphant out of hell. He lived by faith in his Father. He lived by the will of God. Now that's what I'm going to do. The highest example of faith is Jesus himself. So I'm going to look at Jesus, and that's what this passage says. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Then verse 3, consider him that endured. See, you think you're enduring. The word enduring, the word impatience are the same, come from the same root word. It means to hang in there. Consider him that hung in there. He hung in there. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He said, is there any other way to do this? Is it possible that this could be removed? And he said, yeah, but one translation says, yet, Father, what are you, whatever you want. You think you're enduring. I've been in situations I knew I was enduring. But when I go to the endurance of Jesus, I find I wasn't enduring very much at all. Nobody threatened my life. See, it's a matter of what you're looking at, what you're considering, what you're thinking about. The word contemplate could be used there. Contemplate Jesus. Not I'm in so much pain. Still. Not in my finances are a mess. Not in my children ignore me. Nobody speaks to me. Not in my neighbor keeps causing trouble over and over and over again. Have you ever had one of those neighbors? We've never had any neighbors, so my experience is not personal. The songwriter said, I have a message in my heart. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. Look and live. Look and live. Look to Jesus now and live. And if I keep my eyes on him and what he did and what he endured, I'm not enduring what he endured. Consider him. Contemplate. Think. I like what one pastor said. He said, if you can't get your thinking straightened out and you know it's wrong, you call your best friend and you say, I have the worst thinking, worst thought in my mind today. I want you to help me. I do believe in the help of Holy Ghost friends. I don't believe in the help of friends. I do not believe in the help of friends. I believe in the help of Holy Ghost friends. Makes all the difference. Consider him that endured. opposition, the word in King James composition, contradiction, lest you be what? Wearied and faint in your mind. I mean, you just think you have had it. You are on your face. This is as far as I can go. I can't get rid of this thought. Weary, 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 tired, and faint. When you're faint, you're not moving, you're not doing anything. You're totaled out. The translators use the word, lest you faint, stop, try, and give up. That was why the devil kept hitting you with that thought. He wants you to give up. He wants you to surrender to that thought. He wants you to know that that's just, well, you know, that's just the way it is here. That's just the way my life's always been. You heard that one? You didn't say it, did you? Oh, I hope not.